The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Everybody, welcome to Apartment 4D, your New Girl rewatch podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Jill, here with Hebs.
Hi, everybody.
And Joe.
Hello.
It's been a while since we've been together.
Way too long. 7 weeks, but who's counting?
Apparently you are. We're here to discuss season 5, episode 12 of New Girl, titled D-Day. But before we do, happy almost Halloween, we'd like to say.
Happy Halloween.
And we'll quickly pass around the feeling stick. Joe, let me guess. You don't have anything? For this episode?
No, not for this show.
Heather?
My feeling stick?
Yes. Right.
My feeling stick came from you, the article you sent me. That Damon Wayans, who played Coach, is going to have a show with his dad.
Damon Wayans. I heard about that. Mm-hmm.
Senior.
Cool.
And Damon Wayans Jr. Yeah, and it's going to be on CBS. And it's kind of interesting because the one who played Coach was on Under One Roof, which never should have been canceled. Amazing show. And then the one who's his dad made cameos. Mm. So I like seeing them on screen together, and you guys might too.
Instead of calling them the ones, you could just do Senior, Junior.
I start just saying Damon Wayans, and then I'm like, wait.
It's confusing.
It is really confusing.
All right. Guest stars from this episode include Peter Gallagher as Gavin, who is Schmidt's dad. He was in Zoe's Extraordinary Playlist and The OC. Fun fact, Max Greenfield played a young Peter Gallagher in a flashback on The OC.
No!
Yes, he played young Sandy Cohen.
That's so cool!
I don't know if they intentionally got him as the dad. That was one of the reasons.
Yeah, like maybe they hit it off on the...
Yeah.
You know,
He's been in lots of things.
I went out of order. I have to do the episode description. The Netflix description is Jess agrees to help Schmidt with the wedding. Cece gets an exciting job offer. Winston and Nick argue over whose job is harder. Joe Flix.
All in the Family, the New Girl edition.
Oh,
you look very proud of yourself.
You'll understand.
Yeah, okay.
Well, I don't think there was any contest there. Joe just took it away.
I disagree.
Good job, Joe.
Okay, we open in the loft, and they're looking at samples of wedding invites. Schmidt looks gray, and everyone's worried about him because today is what he calls wedding D-Day, but the D stands for decision. And unlike the real D-Day, it's, quote, no walk on the beach.
That's so awful.
So offensive.
How did they get away with that?
They just did it. Cece gets a call that she needs to fill in for the regular person on gas station TV. And she can't help with the wedding, but she might turn it down because she knows it's an important day.
Jess yells, you're going to be a gas celebrity. She yells at. You're going to be a gas celebrity.
Oh, gas How celebrity.
Cool. Yeah.
I like when you said it in the middle of my sentence.
But wait, if I was interrupting you, I'm going to back up to where...
Well, closed caption you would
have seen. Oh, my God.
Nice
Why
catch.
Do we do this?
Winston had said, you know what would be cool? As an invitation and engraved.
On a plate.
Which actually, if you think
the
about it,
the name engraved.
Cool.
Yeah, the name engraved on a plate and everybody took their plate
and
home.
And every time you used it.
No, he was saying the invitation was on the plate.
But like that would be cool too.
Yeah, like it got delivered to your house saying, here's when the wedding is and it's a plate.
Oh.
It's actually genius.
But
I
most
think the
people
one of it
rent,
being at the
yeah,
wedding would be most cool. We also need to like rinse it.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so Jess says that she'll help, and Cece asks her to help and not take over. Before we learn more about that, we see that Schmidt is falling asleep while he's trying to show Jess the... They have like a board like investigators have, like with yarn going from place to place.
Yeah.
He had a wedding board. And he gives her the flash drive, which has all the information about the wedding, which is color-coded. Joe, when we got married, did you have a color-coded flash drive?
No. And there, and it, if you saw when she pulled it up, there was like 40 folders there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's like light blue, blue, royal blue, dark blue, fuchsia, purple.
Chartreuse.
I mean, you can hardly, you know.
Everything.
Yeah, if you were colorblind, magenta. You wouldn't be able to see any of them. Yeah, yeah.
If you're colorblind, you're just colorblind.
Someone is colorblind in this show.
Winston, yeah.
Yeah, so he would have major trouble with that.
So he says exactly that he doesn't trust Jess and gives her a helmet with a camera on it.
Oh, that was funny.
Nick has been waiting for Winston for an hour to do their annual meet lunch. And this is the third time Winston's been late or stood him up. And Nick has to go back to the bar because he only has an hour lunch break. And Winston says something flip, like, why do you need to be there? The bar basically runs itself. And they start to get in an argument over whose job is harder, being a police officer or owner slash manager, part owner slash manager of a bar.
So funny.
Well, they both have their challenges.
That's true.
You know what this move, this episode kind of reminds me a little bit of, but not, is the movie Freaky Friday.
Oh.
No, because they're like doing the other one's job.
Yeah.
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 In Freaky Friday, they do that. They switch the mom and the daughter.
Yeah, like permanently their bodies are switched.
So it's similar, but
you have to make your own little board with the yarn to get there. That
Freaky D Day.
Moving on. So Nick takes Winston to the bar, and Winston tries to do the schedule, which cracked me up because Joe. Doing a schedule is hard, right?
It's very hard.
Mm-hmm. You can't just walk in and pick it up.
Yep. And you got, well, you got 100, I need this day off. I need that day off. I can't work this. I can't work that. And then you got to put the stronger people on the busier shifts and the weaker people on the slower shifts.
It's like a puzzle.
And then they go back to school.
Yeah. There's a lot.
God forbid it's prom. He falls apart at prom.
He does.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Everybody.
It's all on the same night.
Yeah.
Well, it's the same couple weeks.
Yeah. It's like a 3-week prom season.
Ooh.
Because every school's got to be different. You can't have two schools
on the same night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
God forbid.
So Jess is at tasting cake, describing it to Schmidt, but she's not being descriptive enough. So she gets tired of dealing with Schmidt and goes to a fountain and sings Christina Aguilera's Genie in a Bottle, lullaby version.
I know. That was so funny.
To get Schmidt to fall asleep.
And very he did. Schmidt.
Yeah, he did.
But before that, the lady said, he's not the guy for you.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Like, are you sure you want to marry him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thinking Jess was going to marry him.
Right. Yeah. So Cece's at work and she calls Jess and Jess says everything's fine. She just can't find the beverage file. What color would the beverage file be? And they decide blue. So she thinks she found it and she needs to meet Gavin at the winery. Dun, dun, dun.
Well, you know what's funny is before all this, and you might need closed caption to see it. But Jess is like, and I promise I won't take it over.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because when she gets on a project.
Oh, yeah.
I think our podcast needs closed captioning because I literally said that at the start.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't hear the words, Jess takes it over. But everyone's like, okay, we got promise not to take it over. And she's like,
yeah.
And see, that I can relate to Jess on that because I'm like a little bit controlling. So when I like take something on, it's like just let me do it because it's gonna come out better.
Yeah. Wow. That's rude.
I know, but I do. Don't you agree? I do
says
that?
The person who asked 1,000 questions when I was just like, can you please put these glasses on the table for casino night?
Because I wanted them perfect.
That's
why Jess I asked 1,000 questions.
Yeah, Jess is like a poor man Schmidt when it comes to planning stuff.
Yeah, they're
because Schmidt is over the top of all his folders. He's very meticulous about each thing.
Right.
And then Jess is kind of like, she's still organized, don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But then she just goes off on these handles. Well, I think they would look good this way, you know?
Yeah.
What I'm saying, which would be good in her eyes, but maybe not everyone's eyes.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Especially with her penchant for like sparkles and yarn and string.
Homemade stuff.
Yeah.
So Jess walks into the winery and immediately breaks the entire display made of bottles. A Heather move.
That is so me. I almost did a poll in the store, you guys.
Oh, yeah, recently.
Yeah,
and then apologized to it. Yeah,
I apologized for the poll.
Grocery store.
It was a person.
generous description of where we were.
Yeah.
So Gavin comes out, who's the owner, and is really gracious and nice about it. We see Winston back in the office trying to do the schedule, making everyone mad. The guy comes in and say, "Where's the keg go?" And he goes, "I don't know, you like that, man. Where beer goes?" And Winston finally admits that it's hard. And Nick says to the keg guy, "The keg goes where it always goes." That's like his answer. He passes out the schedule. Everyone's happy. And Winston's like, "Yeah, I get it. I can't walk in and do this. But my job's harder. I'm going to prove it to you." And essentially is going to take him on a ride-along, which is not something I would want to do with a police officer.
Do they even do that?
Yeah. Ride-alongs, yeah. Even the humane officers at my work, well, they don't do it anymore, but we used to. I don't know because of COVID now, but...
No, but before... aren't you putting someone in danger? That doesn't...
Well, I don't think you could just take your friend at random, but, like, I think people who are interested in the field are, like, a congressman or a mayor.
Okay.
You know.
So I couldn't just walk in there and be like, "Hey..."
And they wouldn't take them to a place that was probably super... No one's taking you on a ride-along, to clarify. So we're at the winery, and it's obvious that Jess likes Gavin, and she asked him, "Has anyone ever combed your eyebrows before?"
And he said, "Yes."
After a long pause.
Yeah.
Yes.
I love
super
that
weird
line.
Vibe.
So random.
The first time I watched it, I didn't know that was going to be Nick's dad, but I remember thinking, why is this happening?
Well, and it's kind of funny because
he's
He's
so much older.
Well, that's okay sometimes.
Okay, Heather.
wait, what was I going to say? Oh, because when I think of Peter Gallagher, literally, I think of his eyebrows.
Totally.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. That's how, like, everybody has something, you know. Like, with Zoe, I think of her eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A standout feature. So Schmidt wakes up to Jess coming home and says the bakery is going to send 3 cakes for him to try. And she got a great deal from Gavin and Calabasas. And oh yeah, she kissed him too, where Schmidt starts screaming and yelling, "Ah, no." We find out that Gavin is his dad.
Oh,
so gross. In the next scene, they're sitting and not talking, and Cece comes in and Jess says what she did, and they're trying to make positive of it and says maybe it's a sign to reach out to your dad. And Schmidt says he was maybe thinking, like, warming up to the idea of thinking about inviting him, but now he definitely won't, and this has all been too much. Meanwhile, at the ride-along, Winston is picking up a tree branch. So Nick is making fun of him when they get a call for an emergency for a real crime and have to get back in the car. At the loft, there's a knock on the door, and it's Gavin, because somehow Jess has forgot. She gave him the address and said to pick her up for a date.
And she had just gotten home. It's ridiculous. So how was she supposed to get ready?
Exactly. Yeah. So no one, Schmidt doesn't trust her, so he makes her put the camera helmet back on. But before we see how that goes down, we're back at the call. There's a crazy violent guy. He comes up to the police car and is like screaming and breathing on the window. Nick's yelling scared. I love a scene where Nick gets to yell. And finally admits that Winston's job is harder. And while Winston is talking to Allie, she says, "Oh my God, he doesn't think that his job is actually harder. He just wants you to see that he's growing and he's changed and he's doing a good job." And then they put the criminal in the back seat with Nick.
I know.
He's like, no.
And I like how Allie had that insight on their friend group.
Yeah.
I thought that was really interesting. Mm-hmm. And also, I think it's important to note, I've seen another episode of a show about a police ride-along, mm-hmm. which was on Everybody Loves Raymond. So this was kind of similar to that. And that's a great show, and this is a great show.
Way better wording than usual, thank you. Yeah. So Gavin's at the loft, and Schmidt is watching on the iPad in his room. Gavin starts flirting with Jess and goes to the kitchen to look for a wine opener and tries to kiss her when Schmidt yells in disgust from his room. And that's when Gavin catches on to, why is there a camera? You know, is my son here? Do you know my son? And apologizes directly to the camera. And eventually Schmidt comes outside and ends up giving him the invitation. And they kind of make up. And then when he leaves, Schmidt says, "Well, back to square one on the seating chart."
Back to square
one. Like, that's the most important thing.
One person.
Exactly. Yeah.
Who does not get to bring a guest.
No. So don't even ask.
Do not do it.
Back at the bar.
I wonder how that's going to affect Schmidt's mom. Or how that would affect her.
I don't think she cares.
Oh, I just figured
that he's at the wedding. Because eventually everyone's at the wedding. She doesn't seem worried about it. But you're making some good points, like behind the scenes.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying it happened.
Yeah, that they reunited. Yeah. So back at the bar, Nick tells Winston, they really need a show about what you do all day. And Winston's like, I tell Allie that all the time.
They should make a TV show about
what is Cops. Very famous.
It'd be really good. Yeah,
I think they even sang the theme song when he got into school. So, So Nick apologizes, and Winston says, you're doing a good job here. Like, I can see that you really care. He brought lunch to them when the rest of the gang arrives and really needs a drink because Jess kissed Schmidt's dad, and everyone's grossed out about it. And that is the episode.
Woo. They made a show about bartenders, and that's Cheers.
Yes, they did.
Very popular show.
So both of those professions.
And then there's also Bar Rescue.
Yeah, both of those professions had many shows.
And Joe likes to watch Cops and Bar Rescue.
Yeah, there's a lot of cop and bartender.
When Caden was like 4 or 5 and I'd come pick him up from Joe's house, they'd be watching Cops. And I'd be like, perhaps we can put on cartoons when Caden's here. And he was like, it's educational.
Well, you have to learn about the mean streets.
No.
You gotta learn
not at four. Not at five. Like, at Daddy's house, I saw a man get arrested. I was like, really? What? Yes. And I realized it was on TV. Anyways, Joe, why don't you open with Jess look since you're feeling so smug about your education of children?
Oh. You know, she didn't even dress like in a wine outfit when she went to get the wine.
Well, she was doing cake, wine. Yeah, she's running a lot of
errands.
Yeah. I don't remember. I think she had like a red and white dress on for all that.
Right. But I'm just asking if you had a favorite dress look. If you didn't, you could just say you don't.
No, I don't think I did.
Okay, that's fair. Okay. Heather?
The helmet.
Same.
Oh, I was very afraid that funny. Would happen. Yeah.
Best dressed, Heves, why don't we start with you?
I put Winston's bird sweater because it's classic Winston.
It was like a bird t-shirt. Like it's so t-shirt. Weird. No buttons. Like, I mean, not weird. It's just, I never remembered him having a bird t-shirt.
Exactly. It was like a, it was definitely weird. And then also I just thought that Cece looked pretty in the black dress.
My best dress is both Cece's dresses. Oh. Because she's wearing the black dress. She went to the... to work in and back, but then she's wearing like a businessy news anchor dress.
Yes.
And so I thought it was an excellent episode for Cece clothes and Winston Bercher. Joe, who would you give the best dressed award to?
I didn't really pay much attention. There wasn't a lot of fashion in this show.
Yeah, I mean, there was all the things we just mentioned, but okay.
But I mean, it wasn't like a big one for Jess looks or anything.
No,
like
there's
that.
A long stretch here where her outfits are a little underwhelming.
It was a planning show and a D-Day show, so there wasn't much in
not
the fashion.
Not a fashion show.
Yeah, it was not a fashion show. Okay.
The decisions were on food and beverage for the most part.
Oh, your favorite.
Ah, that's what you like.
I do love cake. So favorite Schmidt moment, mine was, which we didn't discuss in the recap, but when he was explaining to Jess, like, how could she not understand the system? Because chartreuse is for chairs, because it sounds like chairs truce. Magenta is for my groomsmen, because my gentlemen are going to look great in their suits. And it was just complete nonsense, and I loved it. And I think about it all the time, actually, especially when I hear those colors, which isn't often. Hev's favorite Schmidt moment.
My favorite was like when he reacted to the news of Jess kissing his dad.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that very was classic Schmidt.
That's used as a meme a lot on the internet.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. Joe, favorite Schmidt moment?
Oh, boy. I would say, I don't know if it's a moment as much as it is, you could caption this, tell me you're going to a Schmidt wedding without telling me you're going to a Schmidt wedding. And then you can show pictures of those folders and everything that he has organized about it. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know if... I think the whole theme of his wedding planning, how we see how he's doing it...
is your favorite part? Is,
yeah, I think that was...
okay.
Just because
the
everything
intensity.
Is, yeah, everything is so funny.
Gotcha.
Yeah. The food, how he gets all into the food.
Right. Oh, he is a groomzilla. I mean, it's so reversed of how it normally is.
It would have been more funny, too, if they, like, had them go into a restaurant and try the different foods.
Oh, that would have been good.
You know he would have had charcuteries in there.
Yeah.
And
oh,
all
yeah.
kinds of different stuff.
So much charcuterie stuff.
What?
People DM us so much charcuterie stuff.
There's now one of a charcuterie candy cane.
Oh my gosh, have you seen cheese boards?
Yeah, I know cheese boards.
Now they're doing like buttercream boards. So you put frosting down. Not a board of cheese. It's like you're thinking of a board that has cheese on it with other things. There's like butter board. That's what I was trying to say. That butters the base and then they put stuff on it and you can like dip into it. So like you spread butter and then you put stuff on top of it and
butter or batter?
Definitely butter. And then someone's like, oh, instead of a butter board.
Dip toast, that's about it.
No, but like you dip stuff in it then. So like I don't know because I thought I didn't care about butter.
So you get
boards.
A piece of fruit and dip it in butter.
Ew.
No. You spread butter on the board. And then they put a whole bunch of other ingredients on it. But I don't care what they were because I thought a butter board was stupid, so I didn't pay attention.
They're basking
like seasonings. Oh, okay. And then you have flavored bread or
butter.
Whatever. No, it's a butter board. It's not flavored butter. It's butter with ingredients.
It's flavored if it's seasoned.
Like, maybe they put chicken on it or something. I don't know. Just listen. And so for the dessert one, someone's like, oh, let's do a butter cream board instead and put frosting down and like chocolate chips.
That would
you would
make
love
more
it.
Sense.
And then they put different types of cookies around the side and then you can dip it in and eat it.
Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, I don't remember what I'm talking
Who
about.
Who is
that
this
now.
Person?
The internet.
Oh.
God. Yeah. I need you guys to be
You
on
could
Instagram.
Do a chocolate board, like strawberries dipped in chocolate, cherries, pretzels.
I used to make a pizza, but instead of pizza dough, it's cream cheese. And then when you mix it with sugar, and then it's all fruit on top.
Oh, so dessert
people
pizza.
Loved it. Dessert pizza, yeah.
Yeah.
What are we talking about?
I have no idea.
Oh, pizza. Joe's favorite. Pizza does sound good. Joe, who's your honey roast award for best character, performance, etc.? No. Favorite funniest moment overall?
Yeah.
Did anyone share yet? I'm so confused.
No.
Are you asking my honey award?
No, forget I said anything. Joe, what's your favorite or funniest moment overall?
Overall. Gosh. I would have to say it would be when... I don't know, it's close between Nick's criminal encounter.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was hilarious.
And then Schmidt's camera spying adventure.
Mm-hmm. Those are good ones.
Especially when he goes to kiss the dad, when she goes to kiss the dad.
Oh, I know. That camera came in handy.
And it's so funny, the angles, because really it should be way up here.
I know.
But it's like, that was
like, right.
Is he kissing the camera? I like when Allie points out what it is that Nick really is looking for, and Winston looks at her lovingly, and she's like, why are you looking at me like that?
Yeah. I see, that was a very sweet scene.
Hebs?
However, it was not my favorite. I had to go with Jess saying, have you ever had your eyes combed by a woman you just met?
There you go. That's
and
what it was.
And then he goes, actually, I have.
Long pause.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you had to remember that.
What, imagine asking someone that.
I know.
It's weird.
Even, have you ever had your eyebrows combed is weird.
Yes.
As if by a woman you just met.
It's like insulting.
Was she going to pull out an eyebrow comb?
That's what I thought too. Like, with a comb or a... All right, Honey Roast Award now for real, Joe. Honey Roast Award for best character, performance, etc. in this episode.
Oh, Schmidt, no doubt. The whole episode was pretty much...
He's going through a lot.
About him. Was Cece involved in any of this, or she just handles the dress thing and the flowers?
And she didn't even do that well, if you remember.
Because didn't
they got
have,
too drunk.
Yeah.
Yes.
He doesn't do anything with dress or flowers, and then he took all the food. Actually, he took all the food and beverage stuff, if you think about it.
He took everything.
And venue.
Everything.
Cake, the wine.
Well, they did do the venue
well,
together.
They did that. He's got his hand in
but
everything except the dress.
He was
basically.
The leader.
Yeah.
Heather. Honey roast.
My honey roast? Okay, it's a double whammy, okay?
Mm.
It's a father-son duo of Schmidt and his dad. Because I don't think I would have given the honey roast to either one.
Yeah.
But I thought just the dynamic and the excitement of them getting together, so I gave it to both of them.
I like it.
Yeah.
I gave it to Nick because I appreciated, or I guess I gave it to Jake Johnson. I love when he screams. So I appreciated the whole criminal scene. Zero on the bears for me. Did you guys find the bears? I feel like it was in there, though. I feel like this was an episode that used a lot of descriptive
imagery. Yeah, probably was.
Yeah, we probably missed it. We've probably already said it, and someone's going to point it out to us, because that's always fun. Probably. That brings us to discussion questions. Joe, did you bring a discussion question?
Well, it's kind of... I mean, I guess the only thing is, would you ever have someone, right? Did you ever give someone a task and then they run with it and take it over? Or were you ever tasked with it and then delegate that out to someone and then all of a sudden they take over? And then what do you do?
Oh. Well, obviously you give them a helmet with a GoPro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are those expensive?
Back then,
yeah.
Well, I mean, if you think about it today, this is obviously set back in the Stone Age, but if you think about it today, I see girls all the time, like, they're grocery shopping, and they got their husbands on the phone. What do you think about this? Yeah. What do you think about this? And they'll go through, and they're looking, because you on your phone, you can call everyone on your phone.
Couldn't you just use the camera?
That's what they're using. They're using FaceTime.
That's what they're doing.
Oh, they're okay,
FaceTiming everyone.
Oh, gotcha.
So it's a little antiquated in this episode because they're still using GoPro.
Gotcha.
But now you don't need to buy an extra $500 GoPro.
They had FaceTime back then.
That's true because but it's like she has something hands-free. In a dress in a store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I always get calls from Jill when it calls. Oh, what do you think about this? Look at this.
Literally. Literally never happened.
Yeah, I think it did once or twice.
Oh my god, I called you one time and said, which book would your dad like better, and read you the titles.
Yeah.
And then you gave me an answer and I went with what I wanted instead.
Yeah.
I was like, I think we'll do the other one.
But that kind of takes out, you know, oh, I'm going to miss this type of event. The only thing where that doesn't work is food and beverage. Because you got to taste the food.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta taste the cake.
What are the notes of the cake? If the flavor was walking, where would it go or something? He said something so funny. Remind me of Joe.
I would hate to be the person who has to be involved in I wouldn't want to be their florist or their anything because he would be impossible to please.
Totally.
It's tough. It's tough because especially for me, it's tough to delegate. Even things like when I have my operations guy run the stores, I still have to double check because it's just the little things that I would check, making sure the freezers are in the right temp, making sure everything looks good, making sure this is full, that's full. Those little things the owners of the business aren't going to care about. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
The employees, he's looking for the bigger picture. Do they have change? Do they have enough stock? The bigger picture, but not looking at that. Just take that extra look like, okay, it's that temperature. Right. We're good.
And then you have you'll get peace of mind.
Because
it's okay. So it's, I get that. Yeah. Totally understand.
I don't think I've ever had anyone take over anything that I've ever delegated, although sometimes you wish you do at work, know what I'm saying, with just like anything, like if there's five things on your plate, can you at least take this one or two,
so oh I know
worry about it,
yes, you know, yes, saying?
Like that.
Or at least it shows some initiative to take it.
Yeah.
You don't have to delegate.
Or you tell your boss, oh, this person will take it. They'll do a good job. And then they do it. It's a nightmare of a job. Like, oh, my gosh. So your recommendation status just reached zero. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to Joe for that again. I'm going to listen to him.
This isn't delegating, but when our son turned like 3 or 4, he really, really wanted a Thomas the Train cake. We used to watch PBS Kids Sprout, and they had this little commercial video, and you make these individual, like, rectangle cakes, and you stick pretzels together to make it look like a train, and you, like, hollow them out and fill it with candy or frosting and use a cookie. And I had to buy so many different cookies because the tracks are wafer cookies.
Oh.
But you crumple up, like, the white ones so it looks like dirt, and then you lay the tracks down.
Cute.
Do you remember this, Joe?
Yeah, I remember the tracks.
Mm-hmm. And so I worked so hard on it, and it didn't taste good at all because we had to start so many days in advance.
It's
for his birthday party, Caden's birthday party. He wanted Thomas the Train
cake. With lots of people coming?
Just like Joe's parents and our parents.
Oh, okay. So you meant that big one you had for him.
No.
Yeah.
And I was like, Joe, you can't eat like the Oreos because these are the tires. You can't eat the wafer cookies because these are the tracks. This is just like the story when you licked off the frosting off all the cupcakes. I come in the middle of the night. I flip the light on and I hear like, I'm like, oh my God, do we have a mouse? And it's Joe running into, there's like this weird laundry room bathroom off our kitchen. And I come around the corner and it's like a handful of Oreos, a handful of wafer koozie. He's like, oh, I got caught. And I had to go to the store because I didn't have enough tracks. And I didn't want Thomas to look like he was going to go off the rails.
Oh, you had to go back to the store.
Yes.
I ate the tires.
And the tracks.
And the tracks. And the tracks.
Good times.
Did you take a picture of said cake?
Oh, yeah. Caitlin was so happy with it. Tasted awful, but it was so cute.
Did it look like it was supposed to look?
Yeah, I did a great job. Wow. It's not hard to make a train.
Yeah, I guess it wouldn't be. That's great.
Heather, did you bring a discussion question?
Well, I think I should probably answer Joe's.
Okay.
I'll just say it right now. If I get involved in something, I tend to take over. Mm-hmm. So I'm putting it out there. I've done it. I don't know how many times I've done it. If I did it to you, I apologize to any of our listeners. Well, I mean our listeners.
Yeah.
Or you. Mm-hmm. I don't think I have, though. but I had, I used to have an Oscar party. And I think I've told you guys a little bit about that. And it was my brainchild. I created it from the beginning. And my, quote, I'm using air quotes, friend was always putting her two cents in. But her ideas were idiotic. So I ignored them, okay? I ignored them. Didn't use them. I didn't care.
Uh-huh.
And then when the newspaper reporter came to report about the party, she was like, oh, all this was my idea. And I told him, don't print that. And he didn't.
Wow.
Well, because she, like, actually.
It's the way you end the stories. It's just the way you end them. What? It's just how you. And I said, don't print that. And he didn't. Like, what am I supposed to? Oh.
Joe looked confused.
So they did.
We're all confused.
No. I thought you were still in the middle of the story.
That's what I'm saying. It's the way she ends it. She's like, and I told him not to print it. And we'd be like, oh, wow. Or she's like, I told him not. And we, did he? No, he didn't. And he didn't.
No, he printed the article. But
I know that. Do you have a discussion question?
Yeah, well, that was just someone trying to take over.
I understand.
My discussion? Well, yeah, I've got a couple. If Schmidt's dad was that same person, but Schmidt wasn't his son, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's just a guy.
At a winery, got it.
Would he and Jess be a good couple?
No, he's too old. Gross. Joe?
No, Jess.
Nothing about that made sense.
Jess isn't a partying type.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's like, I'm on drugs.
He seems like he has too much baggage there.
Well, I thought Fancy Man was older than the Jess.
Fancy Man had a girl who was in like middle school. Okay. Gavin has a son who's Jess's age.
Oh, okay. I'm going to switch my answer then.
Okay, we wouldn't have known that.
Yeah.
Oh. You haven't shared it yet.
Okay, so that, and then I, the other one I talked about was, we discussed it. How do you feel about a wedding invitation on a plate?
Yeah, yeah. I think it's problematic, but cute.
Oh, adorable.
Yeah.
Everything Winnie suggests is.
Yeah.
All right. All the gifts at a wedding come in the centerpieces, I think.
What?
Isn't that where you get them?
No, people bring you gifts.
At your place setting.
Yeah. No, yeah. But there's always something you take away, like a pencil or a pen or something.
That's called a favor.
Shot glass.
Ours was baseball cards of us, which isn't really a very good favor. It's not very useful to someone.
The person's like.
Especially since we got divorced.
Yeah.
It's a lot of those in the trash.
So does that make they're worth more? Like, there's like a list. Yeah, or someone like hits like their 1 millionth home run or whatever. We should go on eBay. There's cards of Joe on eBay. They're on sale for $5 if anyone wants one.
Cards of Joe?
I already talked about this. No.
I've had to sign a ton of them for people.
Oh.
Literally, you signed 3.
It felt like a ton.
What are you even talking about?
When you signed 0 in the first 50 years.
Did I already share this story on here about how people mail this card? So Joe worked for, what was it, the Batavia
Clippers? Minor league baseball team.
Yeah. So when I was trying to figure out like why people were sending them to us, though, I went on eBay and there are cards of you for sale, but they're like $5.17 plus shipping, and they've been on there a while. And with that, we conclude the episode. We'll see you in 2 weeks for season 5, episode 13. Sam again. We hope you have a great 2 weeks.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.